Just about everybody agrees that when it comes to education, the more learning, the better. That's why some schools across the country are experimenting with longer school days and weekend classes. So far, these initiatives have been limited to individual schools and school districts. Now, Massachusetts has become the first state to launch a system-wide effort to extend the traditional six-hour school day. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
It's just after 2:30 in the afternoon, and across the city of Boston, most kids are on their way home from school. But inside the Murphy Middle School, a public school in the Dorchester neighborhood, a full afternoon of work is just getting started.
Boys and girls, we're back to silent homework time for 5 more minutes, and then I have your snacks.
300 kids, about a third of this school's population, take part in this extended day program that runs until 6 p.m. They can get help with their homework, or take extra reading and math classes.
What happens, Lamb, can you go and add the zero and bring down another zero on that?
They can study piano and violin, or join a hip-hop dance class.
Ready? Let's start with looking right and left. Right and left. And
they can do sports, take art classes, or study French as well as Japanese.
Okay, so we're going to start with ichi, ni, go. So let's go again. Ichi.
Ichi.
Ni.
Ni.
San.
San.
Shi.
Shi.
Go.
Go.
Many of the students at the Murphy School come from low-income families, but they earn some of the highest reading and math scores in the city. Principal Mary Russo says this program is an important reason why.
Well, what's different now is that students are required to learn to standards all over the country, and in order to reach those standards, which are tougher now and more rigorous, students need more time to learn.
Holly Concannon agrees. She's a fourth grade teacher here who says the traditional 6-hour school day is just too short to meet the new, tougher standards.
It's very challenging to fit it all in, and things like recess are sacrificed. You know, there's a guilt of not allowing the children to have recess, and then there's the guilt of, if I take them to recess, what am I missing?
This program is voluntary, but it offers a glimpse of what public education could look like in the years ahead. Many charter schools across the country, with freedom to experiment, use longer days, particularly in urban districts, which otherwise have few after-school academic programs for their kids, who often need them the most.
The real question is, what is the amount of time that kids need to succeed?
That's Chris Gabrielli, who heads the Massachusetts 2020 Foundation, a nonprofit group pushing for a longer school day.
The notion that every kid can succeed in exactly the same amount of time, 180 days, 6 hours a day, is sort of nonsensical on its face. So why not expand school to be significantly more time, contain considerably more of the things that kids need to succeed, meaning enrichment, arts, music, drama, sports, depending on their needs?
Gabrielli has pushed the idea in the Massachusetts legislature, which approved about $500,000 worth of planning grants to help districts design school days that would be a full 30% longer. 20 districts, including Boston, have applied for the money. So has the small city of Lowell, Massachusetts, where school superintendent Carla Baer says a longer day and a longer school year would help the city's large immigrant population.
Our youngsters would greatly benefit from the opportunity to be in settings where they're constantly encouraged to speak, to listen, to read, and to really develop their language skills.
But Baer says the trick will be to design a longer school day that works, and then sell the concept to politicians, teachers, and parents.
This is not simple, because when you shift from voluntary to mandatory, when you really think about it as integrated and coordinated with the regular school program, is very challenging.
Catherine Boudreau, president of the Massachusetts Teacher Association, is open to some of the benefits of a longer school day, but she says it shouldn't be required.
I'm not even sure that teachers believe mandatory extended day is good for students. There are parents that would like their children to come home, play outside, and not be at school from 7 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. They would like their children to have some childhood.
Now, my answer, okay, no more remainders. We don't want to use it, okay, in sixth grade.
At the Murphy School, some teachers voice similar concerns. But Principal Mary Russo says she favors a fundamental restructuring of the school day, not just extending more of the same.
Sometimes when it's presented to people in terms of time, they think, oh, well, more time doesn't necessarily equal higher achievement. But if you think about balancing recreation, academics, arts. I think you're talking about a much stronger educational experience.
Paul Revel, who heads the Rennie Center for Education in Cambridge, agrees. He points out kids from Europe to Asia spend a lot more time in classrooms than do American kids, who are stuck with an outdated academic calendar.
We're essentially in a post-industrial information age with an agrarian model of education time. We sent them home in the afternoon to do chores on the farm. We sent them home all summer to bring in the harvest. And we're still doing that even though 1 or 2% of our population is engaged in agriculture.
But the biggest challenge may be cost. While the state has committed just $500,000 in planning grants, it will require much more to implement longer school days statewide. And it's not yet clear if the public is committed to such a large investment. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.